The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week, where you tell us about great kids doing great stuff, big, small, and in between. Sandberg, how might I tell you and the rest of this show about the Kid of the Week I know about?
You can go to WGNradio.com/contests, and there's a form there for Kid of the Week.
All right.
And you fill it out, and it takes you just a couple minutes. It's a few things like their phone number, their name, your relationship to them, and then a few sentences on why they should be our Kid of the Week. And then you could also, there's been some people that want to send me a piece of mail with Kid of the Week information, and I make that happen as well.
So get those in. I'm sorry, I was distracted. There's a new tweet from the President of the United States that is just a new level of appalling. But this is Kid of the Week, so I'm not going to talk about it. I am going to talk about this, however. A teacher texts, I agree with the previous teacher's comment. I taught for 15 years, spent $2,000 a year on my students in classroom. We'd just like to hear support and appreciation.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that drives me nuts. I believe, Sandberg, you've produced this show now for quite a while.
Yes.
I believe I regularly talk about appreciating teachers at a higher level, how teachers are underappreciated and overworked.
Yeah. You love teachers, and we have had people on. I know Rose had people on, teachers. You know, they all have these GoFundMe pages now for some of their supplies because it's insane that they have to spend any money.
Hold on. My point is, we're on your side.
Yes, we are.
So instead of hearing what you perceive to be an insult, hear the conversation. Because, again, I got your back. I'm here, and my daughter is a teacher. And I just so freaking frustrating.
You're really taking this one personal.
Well, I get tired of seeing comments from people who don't listen. Who listen until they hear. Hold on, though, man. Hear something they're offended by, and then they text.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think sometimes we, like the fact that you have been a supporter of teachers may get lost on someone who's just listening one time.
Yeah, well, and I think I don't blame a teacher for maybe being a little bit of sensitive because they get a lot of, this year they've been asked, hey, do you want to stand in front of my kid when there's a gunman in your room? You know, there's been a lot of things going on.
Underappreciated, overworked.
Yeah, so.
Every day.
The record has been straightened.
Zach Stack's on the phone. Anybody remember Zach? Of course you do. He's a previous Kid of the Week, still getting it done. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Nice for you to be on, Zach, again. I know you're very busy. You've got other shows you have to do. You've got a publicist and a full career ahead of you. But let's remind people who you are. What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm going to be a junior at Marist High School.
All right. And we talked to you, I can't remember, how long ago was it when you were originally made Kid of the Week?
It was roughly the same time last year.
Right. And we got your attention because someone alerted us to what your kind of your passion project is. So what were you doing and what are you doing now?
So I started a foundation roughly a year ago to build a baseball field for people with both mental and physical impairments.
Let's remind people again why that matters to you.
It matters a great deal to me. Because I believe that all athletes, no matter what their ability is, should get the great opportunity to play America's pastime, baseball. And I believe everybody should be able to have the opportunity to do so.
So it's your own way of leveling the playing field, right?
Yep.
And where are you now? What's the status of the effort and the project, and what do you need?
So we've raised roughly $40,000 so far, and our goal is $1 million.
$1,000 on the way to $1 million.
The goal is $1 million, huh?
And I have no doubt he'll get there. No doubt.
Yep, I'm very confident in our ability to get there and make my dream a reality.
Well, don't quit, man. Don't quit at all. And get more people involved. Sandberg?
So, Zach, you guys recently just got formally accredited, right?
Yep, we formally got our 501c3 nonprofit status.
Wow.
Roughly around 2 to 3 months ago. So now we're on our push for some corporate sponsorships, as well as trying to contact the Chicago White Sox to try to get their support as well.
Well, can't we help with that?
Yeah. Why can't we help? You might have just contacted them.
Yeah.
They may be listening right now.
Yeah. What are you looking for from the White Sox?
We're looking for some money from them, as well as kind of getting their support from behind the project, because we wouldn't see anything that would not get their support behind baseball. And I think that would be a positive image for both them and myself in trying to bring everybody together in a time of a lot of struggle. And
Sandberg, let's help him with this.
Yeah, I will connect you, Zach, with the proper people there. So,
and when Jerry Reinsdorf isn't looking, Dave, go through his wallet. Let's get some money.
Hey, yeah. Zach, last time when we saw you at the golf course, you had given us all those necklaces. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we are still selling our necklaces for any kind of donation. Yep.
What's the website for that?
The website to donate or to learn more about my foundation is opbaseballforall.org, and the four is the number four.
Zach, now that you're an accredited fundraiser and the fact that you can get money, what are some of the creative ideas you're thinking about when it comes to fundraisers to try and get to your goal of $1 million?
So we've kind of come up with fundraisers for different age groups, kind of targeting a specific audience, such as having a trivia night for people in their 20s to 30s to kind of get the message and the foundation going around that age group, as well as having a more formal fundraiser towards the beginning of next year to target the more between 30 to 40 and older age groups. So we kind of have fundraisers set towards specific age groups depending on what we kind of look forward to getting from the specific.
Well, I know that Steve said he'd get in a dunk tank, which is great.
I actually live in a dunk tank. No, we'll do whatever you need to help us. Justin's going to dedicate the rest of his 16-inch softball season to you.
That's right.
Hey, Zach, have you started looking at colleges?
Yeah, I've kind of have a top three that I'm looking at.
What are the top three?
At Harvard, Yale, and Notre Dame.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Yep.
Me too.
Can you imagine when Zach's putting together his, when you fill out what all you do for his college, and then you have on there kids are in sports and they do some extracurriculars, and he's started his own nonprofit.
Yeah, his own foundation.
And he's a goal of $1 million being raised.
What school wouldn't want you to be a part of their campus and a part of their students?
Which one's the safety school, Zach?
Sounds like Notre Dame.
The safe school, I think Notre Dame is.
Yeah, he's falling back to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Smart.
opbaseballforall.org. OP is Orland Park. You can also spell that out if you prefer. OrlandParkBaseballForAll.org, and it'll pop up as well. Again, four is the number four. And you can donate there. You can find them. What's a good-looking website, dude?
Thank you.
Nice work by you, Zach Stack. Again, my favorite name of any kid of the
week.
I mean,
name,
why wouldn't it be?
It's
Zach good, Stack.
Yeah. Yep.
And Zach, what's your day look like today? What are you doing?
Going to work.
Well, you have a summer job as well?
Yeah, I got a summer job as well.
What's your summer job?
I'm a lumber. I unload trailers in my dad's business.
Oh, yeah. Get up, son. You're going to unload lumber.
Super Joe comes from the lumber world.
Yeah.
He's got a background in lumber.
Super Joe, did you want to talk to Zach Stack about lumber? Knotty Pine? Anything going on in your mind?
I don't know what to say about that. It's a grueling job.
Lumber?
Lift
yeah.
with your knees, right?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You always lift with your knees.
Not when you're 17.
Yeah, and sometimes with your back, whatever feels best.
Wear gloves, yeah.
No splinters.
No, you gotta without gloves first to get the hands nice and calloused.
Yeah, that's right. They should feel really, really rough. Zach, what's your dad's business? What's it called?
It's called Dynamic 3PL. It's a warehousing business.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck. Stay healthy, and my best to your family. But great work by you again.
Thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
All right, we got pizza for you. Hold on.